Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, East Coast correspondent Allie Breen with Sexy Time. It's on the way right after this.
Here, Donnie Baker. My neighbor has been threatening to sue us because our dog craps in his yard. How can they prove it? Signed, Dwayne in Dubuque. Well, first of all, Dwayne, there ain't no way to prove it anyways. I mean, even the best lab coats can't extract DNA from a deuce. I swear to God they can't. Otherwise, they would have waited until OJ dropped one and put it in a Ziploc baggie for a death sentence. And tell your neighbor just because people are supposed to obey property lines don't mean that doggies have to. I swear to God they don't. That's why dogs mark their territory in different ways. I mean, most of them whiz, but the big ones like to leave a few landmarks. And another thing, how does your neighbor know it wasn't just a big bird? I mean, if he claims he's seen your dog drop and dash, then you could sue him for being a nosy peeping Tom who needs to mind his own business anyways. Hell, just like my neighbor, I'll get one of them Rottweilers and feed him salsa and refried beans and let him pepper your front porch, Mitchell. And the state can't sue for human nature. That dog's gonna do what a dog's gonna do. Hell, if I were you, man, I'd let my dog go on the easement. That's a strip of land between the street and the sidewalk. The government owns it, and they won't let you plant trees or bushes on that strip of land. It's state law. Same reason why I took Billy Haygood there to beat his ass back in 87. He lost 4 molars and 2 cankers, but couldn't do nothing because it was on government soil. I swear to God that's true. What I hate is when my neighbors recycle stuff and leave milk jugs and newspapers out for the recycling truck to show up. Oh, yeah. Then that stuff ends up blowing back on our yard rather than being wrapped up in garbage bags. Now, this one time, the Morgans, our neighbors down the street, left a whole stack of newspapers out that ended up blowing back toward our yard, which my mom Phyllis loved because it tripled her double coupon days. But I hated it because when you got a boat with fresh paint on it, it ends up looking like a stupid papier-mâché science fair project in front of the house. Looked like a 14-foot pinata with an outboard motor. I swear to God it did. But I'm thinking about getting a whole new paint scheme on the boat this summer anyways. Oh, yeah. This is going to sell. I'm thinking about getting a starboard side painted like a big, uncircumcised killer whale. Then on the dorsal fin, I'm going to paint the new name, Porca. I swear to God I should, man. Killer whales are badass anyways. Hell, I was thinking, if I was going to be any fish in the world, I'd be a killer whale.
Donnie, killer whales are mammals.
Shut up, Randy. See, that's just the kind of homo thing you would know anyways. Hell, I bet you're the same kid that threw off the curve in 7th grade science class and I said it right to your face. I gotta go.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Willie Griswold's here.
What's going on?
And I'm Chick, and there's Tom, and we're going to help you with your love life, I guess.
We'll help somebody.
It hasn't worked up till now, but we'll give it a shot.
It's the lovely Allie Breen, making a rare appearance from her own home.
Yep.
Allie is in New York City, and what's that over your shoulder? We're looking at you on the big screen in your apartment. Is that, are those candles?
It's like a little basket of candles, trying to be trying to be domestic.
From what our conversations are, that's not really what's happening, is it? You're not. Can you cook at all?
All right, I'm trying to pour hot wax on the guys who come to my house. That's what's happening.
Oh, okay. That's an acceptable answer for Tom.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, I can cook. I cooked all the Omaha steaks that you guys sent on a George Foreman grill.
Oh, there you go.
That was That's kind of the extent of my cooking, actually.
Very good. Well, the way this show works is, people write letters to Allie, Allibreen, various social media platforms, with questions about matters of intimacy or dating, et cetera, et cetera. What have you got for our starter?
Dear Allie, my boyfriend and I are talking about moving in together. I think before we do it, I'm entitled to know what he makes and how much he has in the bank and what credit card and other debt he has.
Wow.
Is this a crazy thing to ask
him? Yes, you're nuts.
No, it's not.
I don't think so. You don't want to get stuck with all the bills. Right. Like, he leads you on.
No, Allie. Yeah.
There's nothing like true love to warm your heart, is there?
I do get this, though, because the thing is, you need to know someone's financial situation before things get too serious.
Exactly.
That's why I tell every girl. I mean, how am I supposed to even get a girlfriend if they don't know my dad is rich? I mean, you got to let them know it.
That's right.
You got to get it out there.
It's fair to know.
It all depends on whether or not they're co-signing. If they're co-signing, it makes perfect sense she would want that information.
Well, even if she's moving in and expected to pay a certain amount of
What if he defaults on the rent? She didn't know. Oh, you don't make enough? Or?
Oh, you know what, though? You're right, Josh, because if they are co-signing, it'll run his credit, and they'll find out then. But yeah, if he's got like a hardcore debt, just talk about it now because it's going to be a mess later.
Right. If you're serious about somebody.
Don't lie about it. But you don't have to know necessarily how much is in his exact bank account right this second, I don't think.
Money's an issue.
Maybe you do.
I don't know.
Good luck.
It's going to be awkward.
Well,
you have to discuss money if you're in a long-term relationship. Do you not?
Probably do it mid-coitus.
Yeah, exactly. He'll answer anything you want to know.
I'm broke.
What do you make me, Steve? Tell me now.
Just edge him until
he gives
you the
answer. And when he tells him how much she makes, she can't go, that's it? Oh, my God. That would be problematic.
Very awkward situation. I'm not going to say.
Allie, what do you think?
I think you should be able to know, but I think it's weird to have that conversation. It's hard because I think she should be entitled, but it is hard to have that conversation where you sit down and say, what do you make? How much credit card do you have? It sounds very unromantic.
Every woman involved in this conversation has said, you have the right to know. And every guy's kind of been like, I don't know.
Why is that, do you think?
I don't know, but that says something, I think.
Maybe because we're more open. I would tell...
Or you're nosier.
I would be open to say how much I made.
Pat, how would you handle this?
Boy, I get real quiet.
Would you? Wouldn't you write down your ATM password on a Quan ticket?
All I have is an ATM card.
Let's move on. Allie Breen is our guest. The show is called Sexy Time. What have we got, Allie?
Dear Allie, my ex named his dog after me. How should I feel about that?
I have no idea how you should feel about that.
Wow. Is that a bad thing or a good thing?
Why
would you
want to
say your name all the time?
Yeah, boy, the new girl's going to love that.
Yeah.
Unless he says it like that. He's like, oh, it's my dog. Come on. That's why
but you're affectionate towards your dog.
You are.
I think it's so unanswerable how you should feel about this. Ignore it.
Unless he just did it to get to you, maybe. That's weird.
What about this? What if this dog is very bad at fetch, and one time he's in the dog park going, Caroline, Caroline, why won't you come back to me, Caroline?
It just looks like he's insanely depressed.
Because I mean, every year we get that thing at Valentine's Day, and it's always worldwide, some zoo. Yeah. Does the thing where you can name a cockroach after your ex.
Sure.
I don't know. But
naming your dog.
Don't even worry about this.
I love my dogs.
Well, yeah. To Willie's point, too, what if the dog's licking his face and he's like, yeah, Caroline, yeah, that's it. Like, that's a little much.
Then she should be honored.
Yeah.
It's a tribute.
Oh, I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, no. Don't think twice about this. You've got other things you can focus on.
Yeah, you don't need to. And the thing is, he's thinking about this constantly. So just let that be on his mind.
Yeah.
This doesn't need to be on your mind.
Yeah, he obviously is not wanting to get past it, or he wouldn't have named his dog that.
Who knows? Yeah.
Or he's really dumb at revenge.
I like that category. Dumb at revenge. 5 examples.
Yeah.
Oh, you like cheating on me? I'm going to have you cheat on me with all my friends.
Welcome to Dumb at Revenge. Yeah. I put an upper decker in my own bathroom. That'll show me. Wait a minute, Jim.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
What else we got, Allie?
Dear Allie, I own a company and my executive assistant and I have great chemistry and flirt a lot. She lives with a guy and I am single. I want to ask her out, but I feel like if she says no, work would be awkward and probably improper as I'm her CEO.
I just
want her to know how I feel. And I feel like if she feels the same way, I don't miss out on what could possibly be amazing. Should I go for it or not say anything?
Oh.
Are you willing to lose half the company?
Yeah.
There are ways around this so that both parties Just tell her, hey, I'd like to take you out, and if you say no, you won't get a promotion. I think that's how you read. You know, the future, it's just a standard, future here at this company depends on whether or not you date me.
Exactly.
Very awkward.
No, I don't think you can do anything, man. Right?
No.
She's
nothing legal.
With someone else.
Yeah.
Wait, and is that just like she has a male roommate, or is she in a relationship with the person she lives with?
No, the big deal here, though, is that he's her CEO.
Yeah.
He's her
But I guess
boss.
The other part, too. If she lives with someone, that's also awkward, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, but not necessarily.
Read the beginning again. I'm confused. Is this just a boyfriend, or does she live with a guy?
It says she lives with a guy and I am single. So that implies that's her boyfriend.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Really?
Why would he bring that up, though?
Yeah,
I think he's just bringing up the single part to let us know, he's not cheating, is he? Like, he's not a married man.
No, he's not, but she's in a relationship.
Yeah, she's in a relationship.
He's not saying that.
Yeah,
say she has
the implication is there.
Because he's guilty.
She's living with a boy.
But he's also saying she's not married, so it's still open season.
Maybe is murder out of the question?
What? Why would you want to murder her? He wants to go out with her.
He takes out the loser roommate.
The live-in.
And she's in a terrible state. He steps
Or he takes out his whole HR department so he can ask her out.
I say look elsewhere, man.
Yeah.
We're a CEO. There are plenty of...
A lot of women out there.
Yeah.
They go with the previous letter, right? You got all the money.
Yeah.
You'll be fine. Okay. Allie Breen is our guest. The show here in the Bob and Tom program is known as Sexy Time. What do you got?
Dear Allie, I'm in a new relationship where me and my boyfriend have sex every time we go on a date. I enjoy it, but sometimes I'm not in the mood. Last date, I told him I was tired, and I didn't ask him to come to my house after, and he's now ignoring me. I really like him, but I just don't always want to hook up and sometimes want to just talk. What do I do?
Dump him.
Oh, my God.
No, it's not clear. Is the coitus happening on the location of the date, or is it all?
Yeah. I assume it's after at one of their houses.
In the back of a Pizza Hut.
Is he paying for dinner? Because you owe him. If so...
Josh, that's not fair, dude. It's state by state whether or not she owns.
You're right. Yeah, exactly. We don't know where they live.
If you're in Missouri.
I think it's okay if they break up. That's fine. If you're not going to come over.
You know what? That's two strikes on you, pal. You made fun of St. Louis earlier, now Missouri, the whole state.
I want to take the whole state.
You mentioned Fenton, Missouri. We're going in.
I believe that the category here is quim pro quo, in which...
look, that didn't get a laugh at the HR meeting. It's not going to get a laugh here.
Yeah, everyone's allowed a break.
It doesn't say how long they've been going out.
It says it's a new relationship. So that's the thing. Maybe he's not disappointed, but he thinks she's not...
Ignoring her is
from
awful.
Having sex every time to not having sex every time.
Yeah,
right.
Ignoring her is awful. Very immature.
You're dealing with somebody who's immature.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It is probably the night that you don't... Yeah, he's probably out looking for it then. If he has to have it and he's ignoring her, like, he's not punishing her, right? He's probably seeing other people.
Who knows?
I don't even know.
Or do you think he's, like, embarrassed? Like, you don't want to have sex with me? Maybe you don't like me anymore.
Then he's an egomaniac. God. Get out.
Yeah.
Like, how dare you be tired?
We could speculate all day, or it would just feel like it.
You can still lay there.
Okay. All right.
I think I wrote that.
I know you did, but okay.
No, I love it.
Let's move forward. Allie Breen, once again, has the letters. We're trying to help people with their love lives. What else have you got?
Dear Allie, my dad left my mom for a stripper. They've been sleeping in separate bedrooms for at least 10 years and probably weren't happy, but this seems crazy.
You got a rad dad.
Do me and my brother try to step in, or we just let this play out? He's going to lose all his friends and family, and then there's no way that this girl actually stays with him, right?
We don't know that.
Yeah.
Never know.
Let it play out. Bring cinnamon to Thanksgiving. Let's see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah. Spice up the holidays.
Have her pop out of the cake at his next birthday in front of everybody. It'll be great.
Nobody knows what's going on between two people other than the two
people.
So maybe they're in love. You don't know.
Don't get involved. You don't want to get in the... That's messy.
Makes it easy to get a Christmas present.
How so?
A pole in the living room for dad.
Pole for dad.
Maybe just try to get to know her. Go visit her at work and have a conversation.
Oh, you, you're
sure
not.
She's got right
don't visit her at work.
Yeah, that's not the real her.
That's weird.
Bring all your friends.
Visit her at her community college.
Okay.
Let your dad be happy, for Pete's sake.
Yeah. Right. On the plus side, she's probably trying to be a doctor. Isn't that what they're all trying to do?
Oh, yeah.
See, that's a shot. You don't need to do that.
Yeah, up there on your pedestal. I don't strip
with
for
your
a living.
Fancy apartment and candles. Okay.
Yeah, come on.
Okay, Allie, we got time for another.
Dear Allie, my boyfriend's really close to his family, and his dad is constantly making weird sexual remarks to me.
Yes.
I told him to ask him to stop, and he said that I'm taking it too personally, and it's really just his personality. Mm. Also, he said if I'm uncomfortable, I should tell him myself and not ask my boyfriend to do it. WTF, isn't it less awkward if he says something discreetly? This is so frustrating.
Learn to take a compliment.
What?
You know, that remark is always met with deafening silence. You know that, right?
You know what, though?
That's your boyfriend's such a catcall.
Your boyfriend's
the
actually
catcall thing.
Right.
I'm complimenting you.
Like, he's right. You should say something to the dad because he'd probably respect it more. And you should be really vulgar with your response about how you don't like him saying these comments. You know what I mean? He'll be like, all right, she's cool. I get it. I'll leave
leading a man on has never ended poorly.
Yeah, right.
Well, then the boyfriend will step in. Yeah, if she responds super positively to the dad, maybe the boyfriend will finally be like, oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Okay.
What's going on here?
Yeah.
Or just play the old man's game, you know, talk about his old balls, ask him what it was like, you know, getting loose in the 60s.
Yeah,
it
probably makes more money than the son. You never know. Go for the guy.
Christy says do it. Tom, have you ever...
I am just kidding. You know,
flirted
that, right?
With one of your children's...
It's weird.
But
we have to swap these last two letters out. You got to hook this guy up with Cinnamon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That'll work.
Well, that's impossible.
Well, Cinnamon already has a sugar daddy. She doesn't need this guy.
Well, maybe he's next on the list. Okay. I don't know.
Suck it up, honey. Put up with Dad's jokes.
It's weird. No.
Of course it's weird.
It's totally inappropriate.
Totally inappropriate.
And I think the boyfriend should step in. That's like
I do too.
That's
just
not
say,
even
hey,
that
Dad,
chivalrous.
Come on. I really like this girl, and I don't want you to
relax.
Blow this for me.
Yeah,
I don't know. Sometimes you try to talk to dads, and they just tell you to calm down. So. That might not work.
It's true. Kids, right?
3 hour callback. Yep. Love it, Willie.
Thank you.
Okay, Allie. One more. We got time for one more.
Dear Allie, I just finished college and moved to Chicago for a new job. I'm from a small town, and I've had a long-distance relationship with my high school sweetheart for years. I love her, but she doesn't want to live in a big city. It's been really easy for me to cheat and have the best of both worlds, but as we get older, I'm starting to feel really guilty about it. The thing is, I'd be miserable without her, but also miserable moving back to my hometown. If she moved in with me, I'd be faithful, so I don't feel like this is entirely my fault. What should I do?
I don't believe you one bit. You wouldn't stay faithful.
Don't listen to her. Okay.
Yeah.
One thing
from what I hear, Mayor Lightfoot's available.
Oh.
Yeah, probably not interested.
Yeah, I don't think he's her type.
Right. Exactly.
In the old days, Daly'd be cracking heads. Am I right? Damn right.
I'm kind of with Jessica on this. I think you honestly believe you would be faithful. But that's from what I understand, that's a hard cycle to break.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think...
Especially if he's been this way all through college, too. It sounds like he's had a long run at this best of both worlds thing.
Wow. Yeah, sounds like you've never been faithful.
Mm-hmm. Huh? What does she have against the nice city?
Well, maybe she's a lot of farm girls or small town girls don't want to live in a big city. Yeah.
There is a lot of horns honking up there.
Did you ever see Green Acres?
Yeah. She wasn't that happy either.
New York is mad. I'd rather
see.
Goodbye, city life.
Okay, well, thank you, Allie. We didn't answer that one.
No, we sure didn't.
No, they need to break up. Let her find a small town boy. Yeah, you find a big town girl. And
okay,
exactly.
This sounds kind of like a Hallmark movie.
And they're too young. God.
Well, except for the infidelity.
The infidelity would be in the Hallmark movie.
What do you think Hallmark movies are? You always say this would be like a Hallmark movie and there's like a murder.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.